From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Senate Infrastructure Committee tour stops in Hastings. Hastings Police Blotter.
On Tuesday, October 28th, the Metro Area Senate bonding tour made a stop in Hastings. City Council member Dan Waticha and Public Works Director Ryan Stempski presented a PFAS update for the bonding committee. Mayor Mary Fassbender spoke with KDWA and shared what it means for the bonding committee to come to Hastings.
Well, I would just like to say today we had our Senate bonding tour, and it was wonderful to have them in the building, not only because they helped us with some funding for this building a couple years ago, and now they can see that we're still using this office on a daily basis, but them to hear our plea for money for the city of Hastings residents, as this is a huge budget buster for this whole community, our businesses, our residents, our future businesses coming into town, to have these water rates increase to pay for what we may need in the future. We're hoping we're going to get bonding dollars, but that's why we're here. I think for them to be able to see our faces and hear our story, you can read about a story, but to see faces and hear in our voices the plea that we're asking for the city of Hastings and our residents. The house, we will be on the house tour in a couple weeks too, which is wonderful. In my years of being mayor, I've never been on two bonding tours, so I think it's wonderful to have the House come visit us too in 2 weeks.
Senator Karen Housley spoke with KDWA and what it meant for the bonding committee to hear about Hastings' PFAS update.
You know, and it's an issue across the whole state. Most of our bonding tour today, we're in the metro, is a lot. I'd say 75% of it is on PFAS and water treatment facilities. From Hastings to Mendota Heights, Apple Valley, Stillwater, Oak Park Heights. It's a huge issue. And I know it is a big issue in Hastings also. So they were asking for, I think it was $40 million to do a water treatment plant for PFAS and nitrates. So, and they have an east burden, so they had, I think there was 9 wells that all need to be treated. So and they had really, really high levels of PFAS. So it definitely needs to be addressed, and it's expensive. and there's only so much money that you know we have as a state, and it's an issue across the whole state. So we'll continue to do these tours and see everybody's need, and then at the end it'll probably be May before we put it all on one big spreadsheet and say, okay, how do we divvy this up?
When Senator Housley was asked about how state tax dollars are being used towards infrastructure statewide, Housley had this to say.
Absolutely. That's kind of one of the fun parts about being on this committee, is we will call people to the Capitol and say, give us an update on what you're doing with the funds, so we can make sure that it is going to the use that it was intended for. There are some projects that still have money sitting there waiting for their project to begin. I think one of them was the Hastings Veterans Home, and it was supposed to be built brand new, so now I think they're doing just a remodel, and the language in the bill that said use these dollars to build a new one, now the bill has to be revised to actually say it can be used for the remodel. So there'll be some repurposing of those dollars there, but you know, it's always one of those things that before the state hands out the money, it's the one area I can say in the state government that they make sure the money is going to what it was intended to go to. It doesn't happen across all agencies, but when it comes to capital investment in the bonding dollars, it goes to, and the language is so specific that if one thing is deviated, you got to come back to the Capitol, get the language changed so the money can be used for what was intended for. I think it's actually really important for people to get involved and and talk to their representatives, find out what's going on in their community, what they see the needs of their community are. Talk to your mayor, your council members, and then even your legislative representatives to just get involved, because people will complain to us and say, you know, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Well, you know what? When normal people don't stand up and voice their opinion, that's what happens. You get the extremes on both sides, and you never get to hear what's happening with 90% of the population. So I think it's really important to get involved with what's happening in your community.
The Hastings Police Department released its incident report for the dates of October 13th through October the 20th. On October 13th at 1:35 p.m., Hastings Police responded to a hit-and-run damage to property report in the 100 block of 2nd Street West. On October 13th at 4:29 p.m., officers responded to the 800 block of General Sieben Drive for a report of a theft. An unknown amount of money was taken, and the incident remains under investigation. On October 13th at 12:45 a.m., officers conducted a traffic stop in the 1200 block of Vermilion Street. 64-year-old James Patrick Van Wert of St. Paul was arrested for driving after cancellation inimical to public safety. On October 14th at 10:15 p.m., officers conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Southview Drive and Lewis Lane. After investigating, Tyler Morgan of Eden Prairie was arrested for a felony warrant out of Sherburne County. On October 15th at 9:13 a.m., officers assisted the Department of Corrections on a warrant in the 800 block of 1st Street East. This was previously reported on KDWA. One individual was taken into custody as a result of the warrant. No use of force was enabled during the arrest. Police dealt with an individual twice in a six-hour span on October 17th. At 1:19 a.m., officers took a theft report at Quick Trip, where they cited 37-year-old Garrett Ike of Prior Lake. 6 hours later, at 7:32 a.m., officers were dispatched to a report of a male walking around a residence in the 1900 block of Vermilion Street who appeared to be attempting to gain entry. It was noted that entry to the vacant residence had been forced, and the male, identified as Ike, was taken into custody with damage reported to the residence. Ike was charged with second-degree burglary and first-degree property damage. On October 18th at 11:59 a.m., officers responded to the 1900 block of Rose Way for a report of an assault, arresting a 31-year-old for domestic assault. On October 19th at 11:15 a.m., Hastings police were dispatched to the intersection of 19th and Maple Streets for a report of a domestic incident where a 36-year-old was arrested for domestic assault. On October 19th, officers assisted agencies on two separate calls, one at 2:23 p.m. where they assisted the Dakota County Sheriff's Office with a pursuit at Ravenna Trail and Glendale Road, and the other at County Road 47 and 31st Street. No information was available on that incident. All subjects who appear in the Hastings Police blotter are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And now, a look at your community events. On November 28th, United Heroes League invites you to their Veterans Day Jamboree from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Tradition Veterans Complex, 2800 Ravenna Trail in Hastings. Join them for a day of hockey, gratitude, and community. This is a free event and open to the public, and will include a ribbon cutting of the new locker rooms, locker room tours, military kids hockey clinic, food, drinks, and family fun. That's November 28th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour
and Christy Myrie
reporting.